It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. It's a bird.
What?
It's a plane.
Oh.
It's a bunch of idiots doing stupid things in the middle of a pandemic. It's
COVID sanity.
If you haven't heard it, COVID sanity is where we talk about some of the funniest and strangest news stories going on during the pandemic, like this one. A restaurant owner in Queens, New York, has been arrested after he tried to set his own business on fire because of COVID restrictions.
Wait,
what?
Did
he want the insurance money or something?
I'm assuming so. I think he thought, this is all too much. I'm just going to get rid of the company and take the money.
Do you know what, though? I get it. Yeah. Like, I feel so bad for them. Open, close. Partially open, kind of open.
Thing is, there were a few problems with his plan. His own surveillance cameras caught him in the act of doing it because he forgot to turn them off.
First time lighting your own place on fire.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
You got to get that manual on how to do it the right way. And then his own sprinkler system put out the fire before it could spread and actually burn the place down.
Yeah. You don't want it to work.
Yeah.
Right. Come on, stop it. That's
now, a lot of damage.
He's facing a minimum of 5 years in prison for his attempted arson.
Wow. Yeah. Someone can get hurt, too.
Yeah. And not everybody's being a total moron during this, though. I say that because a team of healthcare workers in Oregon got caught in traffic last week after a big snowstorm caused a wreck.
Ooh.
And they had 6 doses of the Moderna vaccine that would have gone bad if they just stayed there and waited.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So instead, they got out of their car, out into the snowstorm, and just started knocking on windows in traffic.
Oh my gosh, that's so amazing.
What?
And 6 lucky drivers got vaccinated right there on the side of the highway.
Wow.
I'm all for the vaccine, but I mean, you're out in Oregon and somebody's like, let me poke you with a needle in traffic. I don't think I'm going to say yes.
But have you seen the lines?
That's
to get a vaccine? I would have been like, all right.
That's like free drugs. Yeah. I don't care what's in that thing. Let's go.
It's just a toothless guy like pushing around a shopping cart and he's like, you want some?
Yeah, it's the vaccine.
I swear it is.
It's black, but I'll take it. Whatever's in there.
I feel immune.
Yeah.
You know?
He's lighting a spoon. All right. Whenever it's ready, I'll be ready too.
I thought this stuff was supposed to be cold.
In more good news, a kid in the UK is going viral after he changed his name for his Zoom classes to Reconnecting ...
Oh, that's brilliant.
It is brilliant.
His teachers always thought he had a bad internet connection, so they'd never call on him during class to answer any questions.
Oh my gosh.
Smart.
And now every student in the class across the country is going to be reconnecting ...
We're doing another edition of
COVID Sanity.
Finding the not so serious stories happening during the outbreak. And here's the latest random COVID shortage. Grape nut cereal.
Whoa, that is random.
Is it old,
what?
Old people can't get out to the store right now? That stuff always makes me think of my grandpa.
Same with me.
They're out of stock everywhere because teenagers on TikTok found a way to stuff them into pantyhose and then burn them to get high.
What?
Oh,
are you joking?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
That's not really happening.
I'm like, what?
Everyone's walking in and the grape nuts are now locked up with the Nesquik.
Yeah,
and
totally in the Tide Pods.
Yeah.
No, it's just unusually high demand for grape nut cereal since more customers have been eating breakfast at home now.
Okay.
Oh.
And so the makers of grape nuts say they'll be back on store shelves in a few weeks.
All right. What
you go for.
Like, there's a lot better cereal options. You can text us to 78592 if you need recommendations.
Their statement is, we thought we were going out of business.
It's another stock market scam.
Yeah, there it is.
Meanwhile, police in Paris are accused of breaking their own COVID curfew rules.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And we know this because video recently surfaced of dozens of officers at a coworker's going away party after hours while they were all shirtless doing the Macarena.
No,
wait, what?
You guys.
Is the second part real?
The second part's real.
What?
Look, you're the cop. It's been a question.
It's been a rough year, Brooke, for these police officers. Give them one night.
If you're gonna have a party,
there you go.
If you're gonna get busted anyways, you might as well go down like that.
I'm not sure if you realize this, but book sales are way up during the pandemic.
Okay, yeah.
It's not necessarily because people want to read them, though.
Oh.
Because according to experts, a lot of people are buying books just to fill up the shelves behind them so that they'll look better on Zoom calls.
I saw that some people are buying fake books.
Oh, we have those in my house.
You do?
Yeah, they look really cute.
So it's like a stack.
They're just like color coded. You just open them and some of them are just empty.
Wow. Wow.
Yes. Yes. But they look good.
Why don't you just buy a book that you want to read?
Because that's a waste of money.
It'd be bad to see like redfish, bluefish behind her. Green eggs and ham. Yeah, this is my collection.
Even Levi's is recognizing the pandemic's been going on too long. Why do I say that? Because they recently launched their first ever line of denim sweatpants.
What?
Sweatpants?
Yes.
Tell me more, sir.
They came out late last year, and apparently it went so well, Levi's is planning an even bigger collection of denim sweats for this year.
Whoa. So are they like joggers? Are they cute?
Yeah, I don't know if I can.
Maybe you should buy some online and figure it out, Brooke.
I'm going to say, I don't like buttoning my pants anymore.
In other news, a jobs expert from Wales recently went viral because she appeared on a BBC News broadcast to discuss unemployment, and she didn't realize there was a very large, anatomically correct love toy on the shelf behind her.
Have you seen this video?
No.
This video is like, this thing is ginormous.
Yeah.
I know. Brooke was like Googling, where do you get one of these? Because I need one.
I don't even know what you would do with that.
Yeah.
Honestly.
My kind of lady. Tell me more.
You think that she put it up there as a way to brag to all the people. Like, look what I'm dealing with over here during quarantine.
How do you not remember it's there?
I'm going to tell you, I don't know that it's a brag. It is so large.
Yeah. Finally, a few weeks ago, a paramedic from Polk County, Florida, was named the Paramedic of the Year for his work during the pandemic.
Hey, good on you,
that's
bro.
Awesome.
Then a week later, he was arrested for stealing 3 vials of the COVID vaccine. Probably the same guy that was handing out the things to Brooke over on the side of the highway.
See? It was legit.
It was. Those are the COVID-sane feel-good stories coming out of the outbreak. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.